Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. Today I'm talking to Joe Agno. He's with a company called AC Desk. And, you know, everybody thinks that the idea of furnishing an office is kind of a simple idea. You just put enough desks around and you're in business. It ain't that way, is it, Joe?
No, not at all. As we were just touching on before, it's really today's office needs to be more sophisticated. You need to be able to
When you say sophisticated, what do you mean?
Okay, so there's three reasons why you want to outfit your office the best way you can. And it doesn't mean spend the most money. It means the best way you can outfit it. So there's three reasons why you do. One, you're bringing in, let's say, clients to your office. So if you're a law firm or you're an accountant firm, people are coming into your office. It needs to look the part.
You can't sit big corporate group of people around your desk.
Exactly. And you can't, you know, you could be a plumbing contractor, but you still may have clients coming in. So you have to be able to look the part, but also be updated to a certain extent. It needs to be fresh. And then the second reason is when you have vendors or partners or investors. These are people in your industry. You know, you have to convey some financial stability. You want to make sure you're progressive with your technology, that you need to look the part again. And you also, you know, you want to be a player. You're not a relic. You want to be relevant in your vertical.
Being a relic, I am.
I know. That's what I was talking about. And the last thing is for your employees. Your employees want to be welcome where they come. They want to feel safe where they work. They don't want repetitive stress issues. They want to feel part of the firm. And then there's kind of like a 3A. That's retention. But what about attraction? How do you get new employees? If your place doesn't look refreshed, if it looks like it's 1960.
Is color important?
Color could be important. Yeah, you know, there are certain colors. You know, I'm not a designer as far as, you know, colors, fabrics, and finishes go, but colors are certainly important if you have a marketing plan, if you have a vision, if you have some kind of brand that's important. Colors could be important, you know, as far as cooling off a room, opening up a room. You might not want to have dark, strong colors in a conference room. It might be too confining, things like that. And designers are much better to speak about things like me, but color is important. And it's very important to do with your new furniture when you're trying to attract employees. You know, the millennials are coming. They don't care about a private office. They want the place to be neat and clean and collaborative. Somebody who's in their 40s or 50s might want the private office, realize that maybe that's not where today's going, but they still need some privacy. They still have kind of old school feel.
What about lighting? Do you get involved with lighting?
We do. There's a lot of different we do a lot of lighting at the desk or workstation level, but there are plenty of people in the workspace that are talking about lighting all over a building today. It becomes again one of those repetitive work
issues. I had a private office when I was in business, and it was paneled office, a beautiful place. And I didn't like ceiling lighting. I didn't have any ceiling light. I had a stand-up lamp,
mm-hmm.
and I had lamps on my desk. And it was very warm. It was a nice atmosphere.
Right.
Made me feel better. But it also made people coming into the office feel more comfortable.
Right. It's more of a natural scenario, more of a natural feel.
Yeah. And so I was just wondering, as a furniture company, mm-hmm. do you sell that stuff?
Yeah, we have, like I said, at the desk level and the workstation level, we do a lot of lighting. Every workstation we specify has lighting in it, personal lighting,
mm-hmm.
because it's necessary for you to do your work correctly, obviously, to see. But it's also, again, a lot of companies have it mandated because it becomes a repetitive stress injury. If the lighting's not good in your workstation and you're spending hours staring at a screen or looking down at your paperwork without the proper lighting, that could be an issue as well. There are a lot of companies today that deal with lighting throughout the whole building. A lot of LED, a lot of things that are people are changing over to.
Is this modern lighting good for, you know, making people feel comfortable, or is it still pretty stress-inducing?
You know, most of the lights.
A lot of ceiling lighting is really not. Not nice.
Yeah, well, it feels invasive. It feels very institutionalized. It's not very. It's not even very good as far as it throws a lot of shadows when it comes from way up top on the ceiling. So a lot of it doesn't work. The furniture world and the design world has been very good about ergonomics and green. And a lot of the lighting they do is right in step with that. A lot of it is softer lighting. It's not that fluorescent.
Do you remember a company called Philbin Lighting?
Philbin is, with PH.
They still around?
I don't know. I know Byrne does a lot of the electric in our industry, and then there's tons of lighting companies, yeah, Lighting Inc. and things like that.
I had a buddy of mine who was with Philbin Lighting. He used to design lighting for offices and things like that. And I was wondering if you employ those kind of specialty companies to do that.
We do. The specialty companies usually are manufacturers of lighting, and they'll help us out if it's a situation where we're doing a large collaborative scenario where you don't have desk lamps. You might need some special lighting for that. We usually go to a lighting company and
ask
them.
Why wouldn't you have a desk lamp?
With a desk lamp, if you have five or six people around a table, where would you put the desk lamp? And you might be laying out paperwork. Today's workspaces are very collaborative. They move. A lot of stuff is on wheels.
Yeah.
If you recall at the Limba meeting when you saw that, the Swift Space stations.
Yeah.
These are stations that open and close. They go anywhere in a building within seconds. That's what today wants. The government's buying thousands of those workstations for Homeland Security, Army Corps of Engineers. They want to, again, maintain a tighter footprint. So how do you do that? You get as many things as you can to double as something else.
You know, we think of the government as being pretty staid in their way they do things. Are they actually more progressive because they have the budgets to do it?
They are. Their facilities people are pretty aggressive, and they are also progressive. Sometimes the budgetary restraints, depending on the actual, like, you know, if you're dealing with Homeland Security, there's a little bit of restraint now, but there was a lot of time when there was no restraint in Homeland Security. They were buying all kinds of furniture because they were expanding everywhere. They are definitely progressive in a lot of their programs, but in reality, it's one of those things. They're not as progressive as they probably really want to be or should be, because they are the largest employer in the country.
They are the Homeland Security?
The federal government.
Yeah, so is that part of your responsibility is to sell to those people?
Yeah, the federal government buys off of the GSA contract, and the GSA contract is very advantageous for the government to buy furniture. For example, a $500 chair they may get for $180 or something, you know, along those lines. Could be less, could be more. Depends on the company.
But how do you sell a $500 chair for $180?
Well, because they get best pricing. It's a $500 list. You know, you might be able to purchase it for, let's say, $250 or $300. Government gets it for $180. They get it at a steeper discount. They have a best.
Don't we screw the government every time we can?
Not with the GSA contract. Fortunately, the GSA contract is watching the I's and the T's, I's dotted. And it's a set commission structure for the dealer. You know, that doesn't run rampant on our side. They pay a little bit of money for design, the government, and that's how it goes. It's you work on volume. You're not going to make any money selling one or two chairs to the government. You need to sell when they buy 500 chairs. You know, that's really where you make money as a dealer. But the government buys almost all the furniture.
I worked for Frieden Office Machines. Remember Frieden?
Wow, that's old. Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know if they're in business anymore, but they had, we used to sell calculators, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Calculators were like these big chuggers, you know. They made more. Yeah. They sounded like a concrete mixer when they ran. And one of the guys, Gulf Oil, came into the district and bought 1,000 of them or some.
Wow.
At once, you know. It was just a huge order.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking to that point, one of the things when I'm talking to larger companies or even mid-sized companies, you know, I'll tell them about the electric typewriter. And I'll say, if I came to you in 1971 and was selling this typewriter, you'd buy 20 of them. I can't give you one today.
No.
Furniture is a tool. Why are you using 1971 technology in workstations and expecting them to serve you today? They just don't. They can't.
Another sales talk.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's true. It's true. Whether you buy it from me or somebody else, no matter where you buy your furniture, you really, if you're thinking about.
And you don't care where if they buy it. They could buy it from anybody.
They could buy it from anybody. Yeah, that's exactly.
Baloney.
They could buy it from anybody as long as their name's Joe Ogno. That's fine. They can buy it from anybody. But no, it's true. They really don't buy yesterday's technology and expect it to perform today. It just doesn't. There just can't. When those workstations came out, there was no electric and no data. As soon as they put electric and data in them, they sewed them together.
Yes.
Now they can't move. So they don't move. They're static. They're supposed to be moving, but they're static.
Well, how can you overcome that? What do you do? Make plugins?
You could do plugins. We use, again, we utilize that Swift Space company for a lot of what's going on today because it's totally
transferable. So if I have two pieces of furniture that need to be integrated, I mean, shouldn't there be like all kinds of prongs on them so that they can...
They can plug and play together, but workstations have a problem of being... They can plug and play together and create, but if you take the middle one out, you've just unelectrified everything. They need to be plug and play together. It needs to be a circuit, so you can't take them apart. That's a problem, and that's why you have to think about your space before you start filling it with workstations. Absolutely.
You know what? I feel like I know something now. I could probably get a job with your company.
You can come and work for us. Yeah. anybody who's looking for looking to furnish their space should definitely think about what they need it for. Think of it as a tool, and just employ the right people.
Take nothing for granted. Just go out and learn something.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah. This is Ernie Fazio. I've been talking to Joe Ogno. He works for a company called AC Desk. And we've been talking about the science and the planning of an office, not so much as a sales talk, but as a practical matter. And I want to thank you for coming in, Joe.
Thank you, Ernie.
This is Earnestly Speaking Radio, and tune in.